evening. Welcome to the Buck Stops here. I'm Vishnu Shom. On the program tonight, the desperate state of our national capital, engulfed as it is by trash. Just a few days back, lives were lost after the monstrous Ghazipur dump collapsed, a part of it. It's more than 50 meters high. It's not supposed to be more than approximately 20 meters high. But with no other dumps easily available, Delhi stares at a disaster. Why now in 2017 are we finally waking up to this ridiculous situation? Who's responsible and is there a real solution? That's what we're looking at this evening. But first, the headlines that we're tracking at this hour. As friends, family say goodbye, CCTV outside Gauri Lankesh's home shows one attacker. Police say they could be professional killers. Protests are held around the country to demand justice for Gauri. Tell us what you are doing. It's time to crack down on cow vigilantism, the Supreme Court tells the centre. The first day of the Lucknow Metro, and it's not a great start. 100 passengers are stuck as the train stalls. Protests across America as 8 lakh people, including almost 20,000 of Indian origin, risk being deported. Well, the big story we are focusing on now, and we really want to try and do this on the Buck Stops here, focus on urban issues, issues which affect you and me, people across the country in our big cities, and there are so many. Garbage is one of the biggest concerns in a city as large as Delhi, as our national capital region. But the fact of the matter is, it's a ticking time bomb. The Ghazipur dump, a part of it collapsed a few days back, people lost their lives. But the government is back to actually dumping once again in that particular area, and not in any new landfill, because a new landfill is not readily available. Is this a disaster that we've suddenly become aware of now? In fact, no, it's been a disaster now for many years. The fact of the matter is that recycling is at its infancy, not just in Delhi, but across large parts of the country. Garbage to energy projects, which convert garbage into energy, they are there, but they are not utilized enough. Who is responsible for this, and what is the future that awaits us in the national capital? Joining us now to discuss this, Isha Judge Ahluwalia, Saurabh Bhardwaj of the Aam Aadmi Party, Dr. Sunita Narayan of the Center for Science and Environment, Subhash Tabas of the BJP, and Vimlendu Jha, the environmental activist. I'd like to thank all of you very much for being with us. Dr. Sunita Narayan, let me come to you first in simple terms, because this is what people really want to know before we get to many of the other issues. Who is responsible for this mess?
You know, Vishnu, frankly, it's all of us. The fact is that what we have not recognized is that the way to manage garbage is not to make it waste. Waste is not waste. And as a result of it, we have got into the mind frame, all our governments, municipalities, everyone, ki jhadu lagao, transport karo, dump karo. The fact is that the only way to manage garbage is when we segregate it, we process it, we recycle it, and only when we segregate it can it even generate energy in a waste-to-energy plant. So for too long, this country has been in a mindset in which we believe that you can dump. And the fact, Vishnu, is you also have to remember we have always been dumping in the lands of the very poor. And for the first time in this country, it is the poor who are standing up and saying, not in my backyard. I mean, why is it that we always, all of us generate garbage, but it goes to the homes of people who don't have the power to say no? So it is only when we start realizing that this country does not have land to waste, that we will not be able to use anybody else's backyard to dump our own garbage. We will have to keep our own front yard clean, and therefore our own backyard will have to become the garbage dump. Okay. The segregation will have to start with us.
Okay.
Which means I'll
talk about that
mindset with us,
Sunita, I'll talk
and
about
municipalities.
Recycling in a bit, because that has to be a big focus. So the fact of the matter is, after this particular dump, a part of it collapsed, the government with no option left was taking a lot of the trash in large parts of Delhi and was trying to move it in a particular village. But the villagers over there started deflating the vehicles of the trucks. as Sunita was mentioning, you cannot transfer garbage into somebody's home, into somebody's village. We are now in a desperate situation, all of us. In a time-bound fashion, is there anything the state government can do?
Frankly, you know, for the benefit of audience, the state government is not a very big stakeholder in the garbage management in Delhi. Garbage management, like other states, is done by the civic agency, which is MCD here. However, the condition is different in case of Delhi, because usually the civic agencies are under the state government. However, for Delhi, the MCD Act is a central act.
Yeah.
So MCD is basically come under the central government. However, what Sunita Narayanji was saying was, you know, the key lies in the segregation of the waste, and that segregation should also be decentralized. Not like, you know, that you dump waste at one place and you segregate it. That decentralized segregation should happen. There are things which can be recycled. There are things which is an organic waste which can be put into compost. And whatever residual waste is left out, which may be 20% or 10% of all the waste, is something which has to be dumped at these landfill sites. It's not that all the garbage, what we are doing in Delhi or most of the country is...
What are you doing to encourage people to do this?
Yes. Basically, we have been telling MCDs last year, 2016, DPCC recommended a series of steps to MCD and the DDA to do to create these, you know, decentralized ways of segregating solid waste and manage it. But we don't have anything else in our hand.
So, it's essentially you're saying that, and I know that the MCD runs separately, it's not part of the state government. Essentially what you're saying is you are helpless, you can't do anything.
Frankly, you know, MCDs also...
No, but that's what you're saying. You're saying you are helpless.
The elected government of Delhi
is in a kind of an
advisory position where we can advise MCD, and it is up to the MCD whether to take that advice or not to take that advice. We cannot force it.
Subhash Dabas, aap ye bataiye, inko kehna hai ki MCD ka zimmedari hai garbage management ke bare mein, aur Aam Aadmi Party kuch nahi kar payegi is sthiti mein. To aap log kya kar payenge?
Namaskar, main ye kehna chahunga aap party aur central government. LG के साथ मिलकर और सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट के साथ मिलकर इसका सही सॉल्यूशन ढूंढिए.
नहीं, ये तो बोलने का चीज है. ये तो हम 20-25 साल से सुन रहे हैं,
लेकिन इसका
एक साथ बैठ के सब मिलके बात करते हैं फिर सब ठीक हो जाएगा. कुछ ठीक तो नहीं हो रहा है, लोग मर रहे हैं वहाँ.
नहीं, लोग तो मर रहे हैं, लेकिन
तो आप क्या कर रहे हैं? आप एमसीडी और बीजेपी मिलके क्या कर रहे हैं?
इसका सॉल्यूशन यही है कि एलजी के साथ मिलके...
नहीं नहीं, बट ये तो बोलने से क्या होगा? आपका स्ट्रेटेजी क्या है? आप एलजी के साथ जब मिलेंगे आप क्या कहेंगे?
हम इनको ये कहेंगे डंपिंग यहाँ ना करके वहाँ ना करके इसका एक परमानेंट सॉल्यूशन ढूंढिए.
और वो सॉल्यूशन है क्या?
वो सॉल्यूशन ये है कि इसे बिजली बनाइए.
हाँ,
बिजली बनाइए. हाँ, और जो खाद है वो खाद के पर्पज
में. इतने साल आप लोग ये क्यों नहीं सोच रहे थे?
ये तो पिछले कितने सालों से तो कांग्रेस
की गवर्नमेंट
साल
में, तो इतने साल
बीजेपी तो 3 साल से आई है ना.
और 3 साल में आपने क्या किया?
3 साल के अंदर इसका सोल्यूशन निकाल रहे हैं.
3 साल लगा है आपको सोल्यूशन निकालने?
सोल्यूशन निकालने के लिए तो
इतना टाइम लगता है?
इतना टाइम लग गया.
और इसी टाइम में लोग मर रहे हैं?
नहीं, लोग तो
ये गाजीपुर में तो लोग मारे गए.
गाजीपुर में तो सिर्फ कॉरपोरेशन तो इसको उठाने का काम कर रही है ना जी, सिर्फ गार्बेज.
तो मतलब 3 साल में आप कह रहे हैं कि अभी तक आपके पास फिक्स कोई सोल्यूशन नहीं है?
फिक्स सोल्यूशन के लिए अभी जब ये घटना घटी तो सोल्यूशन इसके लिए जरूर निकलेगा जी, क्योंकि इसका
जालूवाले इज दैट एट ऑल यू नो आई मीन एन आंसर दैट देव नीडेड 3 years टू ट्राई एंड फाइंड अ सोल्यूशन, देव नॉट फाउंड वन एज येट. I just think this is a monumentally daft kind of way of approaching garbage management. It's ridiculous that in 3 years you don't have a strategy. I thought we would be discussing how we'll implement it, but it now appears that we don't even have a strategy. We don't know what to do.
Actually, we do have the solid waste management rules of 2016.
Right.
Which clearly say that you cannot mix wet waste with dry waste, and you should try and process wet waste in a decentralized manner. Dry waste, whatever is recyclable, is recycled, and then you dispose of in a scientific manner what is left. The problem with us is, even you referred to Ghazipur as a Ghazipur landfill. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's not a landfill. it's a site which was allocated for a landfill. It is the fate of all landfill sites in India, then after they are allocated, no landfills are created by proper bottom liners, side liners, scientific capping, so that you can dispose of the residual waste in a landfill. These are dump sites, and today to say that you have run out of space, you need more land for dumping, is criminal. What you need to do is, you need to recycle the space that has been allocated for a landfill, which you have used as a dump site. You do bioremediation. You bring down the volume of waste. You treat and drain the leachate. It is being done. Please visit the YouTube under Almitra Patel, where an expert of bioremediation, Ragini Jain, shows how she has bioremediated waste and created space in landfill sites,
okay,
in Nagpur and in Gurugram and Faridabad.
So in other words, the existing site can be made smaller.
We have to look for.
The existing site, ma'am, you are saying,
absolutely,
can be made smaller.
Absolutely, it can be recycled.
Okay. Sunita, you want to comment on this, that, you know, perhaps it's all is not lost when it comes to the handful of these sites which exist in Delhi.
Yeah.
The capacity of the other two was already used up many years back. And now it appears that this is...
Vishnu, two things have happened, and I think it's something to recognize that there is a shift. Firstly, till a few years ago, Delhi government, like all other governments, was only searching for new land for landfills. And so there was a whole list of land that they were going around with, whether it was Bharti Mines or it was Rani Khera or any others. I think now there is a recognition that there is not going to be that much land available for landfill. We have to change our strategy. Now, what can you do about these three big sites that you have? Now, I am not clear whether you can do bioremediation, but the fact is that the LG has been working and has had a plan to actually get a large amount of that waste removed and being used for road construction where NHAI can use it. Then you can think of how you can actually either burn it, you can incinerate it at very high temperatures. I'm not sure it's very high calorific value, so you will not get much energy, but you can use it. But the idea is, you don't look for new land, you clean up the existing land. It will take time, Vishnu. This one tragedy should be a wake up, but it should not lead to knee-jerk responses where we are looking for new land, new dump sites are being found. We have to change the way we do waste management.
Okay.
And I'm afraid I don't agree with Saurabh that he can completely disown the responsibility of the Delhi government. They are the elected government. What is their game plan? Where is their game plan for doing any of this?
Yes, Sunita ji, if you can enlighten me, what can the Delhi government do?
Ma'am, just a second. Let Saurabh respond and then I'll come across to you.
We have already given the plan.
You can come up with a plan,
Saurabh.
You do not have a plan.
Ma'am,
you have
already.
You do not have a plan.
No, no, but ma'am, he says he doesn't.
If you had a plan, talk about it.
He wants to let him say what he has.
Look, we have already given our recommendations in 2016.
You have some vague ideas, Saurabh.
No, no.
Saurabh, vague ideas don't run a city.
Sunita ji, I don't think even you have invented
you
a plan.
Have to take
Let me tell you.
You
yes.
Have
how
you
have
to take charge.
Ma'am, just everybody take a second. I will also catch my breath, so that I can allow Saurabh to answer. And Sunita, he was trying to answer your question. Sunita, just
can
wait. Don't talk for a second.
Okay. Saurabh,
first, ma'am, I will come back to you, Ms. Agarwal, in just a moment. Yeah.
First of all, there is no rocket science if somebody says, I have a plan. For example, in 2016, Waste Management Manual under Swachh Bharat, they have published the whole full fledged plan for every solid waste management,
yes,
where waste is segregated,
yes,
whatever can be recycled has to be recycled, whatever is the organic waste has to be converted into compost, and then whatever residual you have, you put it to waste to energy.
No, but how are you, what are you doing
now,
about implementing?
Now second thing is, now this comes squarely under MCD. If MCD has to implement a plan, you just tell us,
will
what
we
can
live
we,
in Delhi the rest of our lives looking at you battle the MCD unless it comes under your power?
First thing, okay, let me tell you. Look,
it's passe to say that, look, these people are not us.
No, I am finding it very difficult to explain when MCD has its own elected representative, an elected government, an administrator, a central government act which governs it. How can a state government, an elected government, do any intervention in MCD?
Okay, Vimlendu Jha wants to join us as well. Vimlendu Jha, the environmental activist.
Quick point.
With us, Sunita, half a second.
I just want to make...
Okay, yeah, Sunita, go ahead.
I have something to say.
I only know Vishnu.
May I just come in?
Mrs. Ahluwalia, I'll come to you next. Sunita, quickly make your point, yeah, and then Mrs. Ahluwalia. Yeah.
May I come in?
I just want to make the point. I just want to say that I have a number of people have said that this mixed waste can be used to build roads. I think that will be very dangerous. You do need to do bioremediation and biomining, and then only the medium fractions extracted from that waste can be used for roads. If you dump this mixed waste, which is like a Dhokla-like waterlogged solid, you will be sinking holes in your roads. So again, this is a knee-jerk reaction to say we'll pick up the mixed waste and build roads with it.
Sunita, do you want to reply to that? Because you'd mentioned this point before I go across to Vimlendu. Yeah.
No, I think every expert has their opinion, and my understanding is there has been a well-considered plan on how to deal with landfills of this height particularly. Bioremediation has never worked for this height of landfills. But I will leave it to Mrs. Ahluwalia to discuss this with
the
LG. My only point, Vishnu, is to Saurabh, and I'm sorry I'm laboring this point. I'm just saying to them, you know, we live in Delhi, we are residents of Delhi, and we need a government which is effective. I never had Mrs. Dixit telling me that MCD is not under me, so I can't do waste management. There was a government in place, and they put the pressure, there are enough spaces in government to get things done. But if every time you're fighting, you're antagonizing, you're actually making politics, enough is enough. We have an air pollution crisis, we have a dengue crisis, we have a health crisis. We need a government now.
I think we have found a fan for Mrs. Dixit. She'll be happy. Second thing is, how many times have you seen in the newspapers that there is an order that dump, there will be no waste dump, orders LG. There will be mohalla clinics in Delhi, orders LG. You have never seen an LG who was so proactive in taking all the decisions for the government in Mrs. Dixit's time. I think Sunita Narayan ji would remember it. Now is a different situation. When the elected government has been reduced to an advisory body, and it is the LG who may or may not accept the advice of the government. It was a different situation during the time of...
Okay, one moment. I want to go across to Vimlendu Jha. I'm so sorry, Vimlendu. I've kept you waiting all this time. I just wanted to ask you about the larger picture. We can debate MCD versus the Delhi government until the time that we are all dead at this state. It's going to be sooner than later. On the ground, what are we as citizens expected to do? There is no culture of cleanliness in any of our cities. People throw, maybe Vishakhapatnam and a handful of other cities are exceptions to that rule. But we throw garbage. We believe it is our birthright to do that. Schools apparently teach us how to behave ourselves, but then that lesson seems to disappear. In a city as large as Delhi, which is the size of a country population-wise, if people don't care about cleanliness, then what is anybody expected to do? Who deals with that?
Yeah, right, Vishnu. But, you know, we need to understand that right now, just because there is a crisis in Delhi, it catches our attention. Just because there's an accident, it catches our attention. The fact that Ghazipur landfill, Devnar landfill, and several such landfills have been the epicenter of public health crisis, be it air pollution, be it water contamination, be it soil acidification, but it hasn't really caught our attention. And one accident actually has got the entire news in the headlines, and we are discussing this. That's point number one. Point number two is that, you know, it's a typical classical, the way the classic example of Indian governance system, where we actually look at, you know, how do we solve the problem rather than actually looking at why do we create the problem. And in the waste situation, that is where the solution lies, in understanding that why are we creating so much waste? Waste segregation at source is one, but also responsibility of the manufacturers. Looking at institutions that actually create the amount of garbage that it does. So we need to really, and you know, in a country like ours, we don't really pay for garbage collection, garbage management, for waste collection and waste management. So it needs to be looked at in a very from a public health, from a better governance lens. And also, I also personally feel that once you create a landfill, I don't want to call it a landfill, once you create a landfill like Ghazipur, like Devnar, like Balasoa, like several other parts of our country, situations like these are garbage bombs that we have created, and post that to really displace garbage and make roads or fill it with something else is not a solution, because you're actually transporting toxic garbage from point A to point B. So I think we need to look at systemic solutions. Some of the problems have been created. There's very little that we can do.
No, but what about waste to energy plants? Because this is being toyed. It's underutilized. But is that a solution?
I don't think that's a sustainable solution for India. India, almost 50% of our garbage is organic. And therefore, why should we burn it? We should actually make khad out of it. Also, incineration is a very technology, you know, intensive exercise. Something that is not advanced actually releases dioxin. So Sweden perhaps boasts that it actually can burn all its waste, and it's a zero waste country. There are several environmentalists in our country that says, well, incineration is a good way to get rid of waste. That's not a sustainable way at all. Look at, you know, if you look at several reports that have come around Ghazipur, around several waste to energy plants, around landfills, there are more and more number of cases of cancer. Can we justify that? And as Sunita was earlier saying, it's a question of environmental justice. People who die out of waste to energy plant, or people who die because of waste water contamination and air contamination, are not residents of South Bombay and South Delhi. These are the poorest of the poor people. So we need to look at solution from a space of social justice, equity, look at sustainability. And of course, every political party has to be held responsible for something like this, and not just in Delhi. You know, it catches our attention. Today we are discussing Delhi. You'll be surprised, most cities of our country don't even have a landfill. They dump where they want to.
Yeah. Well, that's the sad reality.
Vishnu,
yes, ma'am.
If I may,
your
say
last
so,
comments, Isha Jagalwale, then we'll wrap this up.
Because, because we don't have a regulatory environment, when you have waste to energy plants, often they do not have the filters which will filter the dioxins and furans that these waste to energy plants emit. So what you are doing is you are converting pollution on the ground into pollution in the air. Waste to energy incineration is not a solution. As the previous speaker said, we really need half the problem solved at a decentralized level through composting and biomethanation. For the rest, we must look for recycling, and what remains, we should look for the best technology to convert it into RDF or whatever else.
Well, recycling is something which unfortunately we haven't had time to touch upon today, but we'll revisit this subject. Mm. I intend to focus a lot on these urban issues on this program. Mm. The buck stops here. And recycling is a program by itself. How does it actually work on the ground? But it's important that we are talking about garbage, because apparently nobody has in such a long time. I'd like to thank our panelists very much for joining us. We're completely out of time. Goodbye.